This is a Defocus Media production.
Perfect. Well, thanks for joining me today for the Opto Turbine podcast. Today I got here Emily Seitz, iSeitz. So I'm going to introduce her now.
Hey.
Go ahead, Emily.
Hey, I'm Emily Seitz. I'm a fourth year at the Pennsylvania College of Optometry at Salus University. And yeah, we're kind of winding things down here for optometry school. So we thought we'd just catch up with all you guys and kind of, chat about what it's like now.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining the podcast. Always have wanted to have you on here. So before we get into the topic, today's topic is the power of social media. How do we integrate social media in terms of Instagram or other platforms into our lives? Mm-hmm. I just kind of want to get to know you and let everybody get to know you a little better. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself? How did you get into optometry? What rotations you're on? And
yeah, so when it came to optometry, I went to Ohio State. I'm from Ohio. So my undergrad was at Ohio State, and I actually started as a nursing major, but I wanted to have just a little bit more autonomy in the profession. And I'd always worn glasses since I was younger, so I decided to look into optometry. And once I started working in optometry as a technician, I just fell in love with the disease aspect of optometry. And I thought it was so interesting, like kind of those little, you know, how there's little parts in the education of eyes to our patients that patients are lacking. And so I thought that was really fascinating. That's kind of what got me started in optometry. Right now, so we're fourth years and rotations have been awesome all in all. You know, I think like having a really good experience from your rotation just kind of comes down to picking good rotations to be at. And I'm sure you probably feel the same way, you know, based on the ones that you picked, you know, you can gain some really good experiences from those and then some great clinical education going forward. I did end up getting accepted to a residency program, and that's in North Carolina. So I decided what I'm probably going to do is start studying for North Carolina State Boards, because that'll be certainly right around the corner before we know it.
That's a great idea. So I definitely want to talk more about the residency, and we'll kind of get into that as we talk more about your social media.
Yeah.
But let's kind of get more into the topic then. What social media sites do you currently use, and why are these sites important to you?
My main site that I use and the main platform, I would say, is my Instagram. It kind of just started as my personal account. And then I realized, you know, as we all do in second year, all we're doing all the time is optometry. And I just felt like there was such a huge need. Like I wanted to communicate to my family and my friends, hey, this is what I'm doing on an everyday basis. Because, you know, being away from home, you don't have the opportunity to connect with them all the time. So I started talking about it on my Instagram. And then, it kind of just developed and transformed into something unexpected, but something mm-hmm. that was really, really fun. And I think when it came to picking that platform, the reason that I picked it is just because I like the features. I like the way that I'm able to connect with people. And I feel like the audience that I'm trying to connect with and talk to is more grouped for that platform. You know, Facebook definitely has a different audience. TikTok is like the one thing I would love to get behind, but my mind just creatively can't think of anything that would be funny or entertaining enough for that platform. But there are plenty of other ODs who are killing it in that sphere right now. But yeah, I think when it comes to picking the platform that's right for you, it's all about mm-hmm. thinking about where you would thrive in communicating with an audience, whether that's podcasts, Facebook, YouTube is great too for some of those longer topics that you want to get in depth with. But I love Instagram just kind of for the authenticity of it and, you know, the casualness of it. I love approaching optometry in a very casual way because it's something that we do, but it's also such a big part of our lives. And I think that's what I hope to encompass when I'm on the platform.
Yeah, that makes sense. And what I notice as someone who's a follower and kind of sees what you're kind of doing with your work, it mm-hmm. kind of seems like you're creating more of a personal relationship. Like sometimes you'll do polls, questions, you'll talk about experiences that you have on a day-to-day basis. And it feels like, you know, if I do have a question, I can message you and comment on that poll that you create. And that kind of, that creates more of a personal vibe that I'm not sure is currently with YouTube or Facebook. Do you feel like a lot of people, you know, they personally message you and try to create that relationship or have that one-on-one with you with a lot of the times?
Certainly. And I think it's, it's amazing because it's fostered a lot of relationships that I would have never otherwise had the opportunity to have. You know, it's just, it's incredible. People from different countries, people from different schools of optometry. Like, I think the thing that makes me most excited about it is just having, like, what you're kind of describing is like this family, this new network and these new relationships that, you know, it's funny to think like, oh yeah, like, you know, when you go to a conference, you actually see the person in person and you're like, oh, hey, like, I know you kind of, but like now right. I actually know you in person. But I don't know. I just think it's really fascinating. And it definitely, I love like the mentorship kind of relationship that I think has been able to form. You know, like I have mentors that are big on Instagram and people sometimes view me as a mentor too. So just being able to, yeah, talk in that way, I think it really just gives me so much pleasure to be able to share that and to receive that as well.
I think that's such a great mindset. And I find it so fascinating because especially a lot of people nowadays, they're so hesitant with social media. Social media is obviously, you know, it's a wide net, right? And it has so much effect on people in terms of lifestyle. And there's even been political elections shaped by social media. And so some people may have a bitter taste in their mouth, but it's cool that you're making these personal relationships, giving advice. You're showing value to people's day-to-day experiences to make them better. So I think that's so great. And that's why I love about your page.
Yeah. And you and I have talked about it for how many years now? You know, we connected at a conference and we started talking, you know, about you know, kind of marketing yourself and, you know, how to take yourself as a student who really doesn't have anything to sell, but how to make yourself marketable. And I think that's been also a really unique mindset and a unique lesson that I've taken from it.
Right, right. So we kind of talked about the evolution of your page. You said at first it was kind of for family and friends, show what kind of experiences you were in. Right now, from what I noticed, you show a lot of, you've shown your experiences more and more. And you've even shown experiences where you find out your board scores, where you're going to residency at the moment of, which is something unique and I don't really see with anybody else's profile. Is there any specific reason why you want to show those exact moments that you find out?
You know, I think there's something like I just have this craving, I think, for authenticity. You know, like you kind of said earlier, sometimes with social media, I think we can look at other people and we really can judge ourselves and compare ourselves and have a lot of negativity surrounding that. And when I first started, I mean, not when I was doing eyesights, but when I first started just consuming on social media, I would look at models or I would look at famous people and I'd be like, I'm so jealous. Like, that's the life I want. And I think I really had like a realization where I decided like, hold on, like, I don't really truly know anything about these people's personal lives. I don't know how much of this they're actually choosing to share with me and choosing to be real about, or how much of it they're selectively showing me this is the best life that I'm living. And I think when I started thinking about that more, I just felt like when I came onto the platform, I wanted to be as real and authentic as possible. And those moments that we're talking about where I am sharing my board score, I mean, those are moments where I'm logging on and I'm like, I have no idea if I'm actually going to pass. They're terrifying. They are terrifying. You know those moments.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that when I think about what I would want to see on social media, I would want to see someone who, yeah, is a little bit vulnerable and a little bit scared, because that just makes me feel like, you know what, this is real. This whole experience is real. And everything I'm feeling from, you know, the nervousness, the anxiety, the anticipation, the happy moments, the joy, the stress, you know, all of it is very real. And it's just, it feels so comforting, I think, to know that someone else out there is feeling the same way you are. That's why.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're right. And it takes courage. It takes courage to put yourself out there. And like you said, you didn't know the results of whether you got the VA or the residency or your board scores, or if you pass things along those lines. That takes confidence. And it, when you're definitely following somebody, you want to make sure that, I mean, there's been plenty of times, maybe you can agree or disagree, where you meet somebody in person and they're completely different from their social media handle. Whereas for you, I think it's you know, it's you speaking, it's you showing your actual personality. It doesn't feel like that because you're showing those genuine moments. So I think that's great. And I think you should keep continuing those.
Thanks. Thank you. And like, you know, in the same regards, like when I first met you, I was like, who is this guy? How does he have so much energy? You know, is this real? And then I think the one thing that's been so refreshing about the relationship that you and I have had is every time like you show up, you still have that same energy. You still have that excitement to like do amazing things in optometry. And it just feels like, yeah, this guy's for real. Like, and it just is refreshing, you know, it's so refreshing, like meeting people that are so authentic and, you know, on a space like social media, where maybe we expect people to be very inauthentic. It's just so great when you get to connect with those people who really are the real deal.
I appreciate that. That means a lot. And, you know, that's why we're doing these projects together. And we met through conferences, through social media. And so that's the beauty of it. And we got to continue that. So,
That's something that's been nice to be able to do. Like, I mean, you know, COVID really wasn't something that any of us like want to happen, but it's given me a little bit of a chance to kind of take a back seat now that, you know, everything's done with residency and all the craziness there, and be able to like refocus and reconnect on social media and do some of these projects. Yeah. That I've been wanting to do for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. So perfect. You kind of transitioned to my next question. I want to see where you're kind of going from here. So what kind of projects are you getting to? Where do you kind of want to expand your social media game, and, or do you just kind of want to continue where you are right now on Instagram? What are kind of your thoughts on that?
Yeah. So I think being like one of the first students on Instagram for optometry, at least, I was just doing it in the beginning just for fun, you know, and then halfway through, I kind of started seeing a lot of other people pop up, and I was like, should I be like doing more? Should I be like pushing for more followers? Should I be doing like more giveaways? You know, all these things kind of circulated in my mind over the last year. I was like, well, you know, maybe I should make this more professional. Maybe I need to do like more, I don't know, like professional photos and post, like more thoughtful posts. So a lot of my headspace has been like, you know, where do I want to take EyeSights, and what do I want to do with it? And I think more recently I've come to the realization that I am totally fine with it being as it is, like totally fine with it growing if it's meant to grow, staying as it is if it's meant to stay. But I've always been a curious person. And so I think that it's just going to head more into the way that my career is shaping. You know, I have so many mentors that are doing amazing things in optometry spaces, from those who work on Defocus Media, to doctors like Dr. Bridget Shenley, who just ended up getting her FAAO, huge accomplishment there. But, you know, I look up to them and I'm like, how on earth did you get there? And I think I could be someone that could get there one day. So, you know, if I can be a leader to someone who never thought that they could apply for residency or be a resident, you know, I'd like to be able to show a little bit of that and show, you know, this is what it takes to get into residency or to complete the residency program. I think I just love like the day-to-day life. Like I love capturing all those little moments and being able to look back and be like, wow, like I got through all of it and this is what I have to show for it. But yeah, I have some other little interests that I'd like to like pick up on here and there. Telemedicine, just kind of exploring those little nuances in optometry that again, aren't as talked about as I think they could be.
Right. I mean, what's cool is you've created this base, this network, and you can build off that. If you ever did have a great idea on top of what you've already had in terms of like an innovation or a practice that you create, like that's only going to have more of a snowball effect because you already have this network that you've created. So I think wherever you do go from here, it's only going to be seen more, which is awesome, right?
Yeah, that's definitely the huge benefit. And, you know, I think there's something there, like we've been saying, like there's just something to really authentically finding your voice and finding the best way to connect with people that gives you something back in return. It makes you feel good. You know, if you're doing something that you feel good about, it's only going to lead to like more positive things. Like you said, more snowballing of traction and picking it up. But yeah, so it's exciting to think about the future. What about you? Where do you think, you know, when we first were talking a couple of years ago, your headspace in optometry was completely different from, and now I see you today and I'm like so proud of all the things that you've done. Where do you think that OptoTurban's gonna head?
It's a great question. And I think it's an evolving question, which is which is how I kind of want to keep it. I think what, so when we, you were kind of alluding to our first conversation, when we first met, I kind of was like, hey, I don't want to see any patients for the rest of my life. I don't want to do this. I just want to work in sales, sell medical devices, not really help with patient care at all. And I came from it in a negative attitude, I think. And so that was kind of our first interaction. And I think what really changed was actually seeing patients and seeing how rewarding it was, giving them that like great experience, using the knowledge that we gained from school. And that kind of like sold me on, hey, wow, like there is value here. I do enjoy this. Helping people is fun. So right now, I think I'm trying to find a combination, whether it be, I definitely think I still want to be a non-practicing doctor one day. But I think right now working in a medical environment, getting hard cases, possibly being a speaker for certain companies while building my career as a doctor and seeing patients is the right path for me. And then going from there, whether it be running optometry practices and running the practices myself and the operations, or like I said, still working for a company. But I think I still have the attitude of, before I was coming on, the attitude of how do I kind of better myself instead of bettering my patients. And now I kind of feel like I have that.
Yeah, I think probably both of us can say, you know, you will reap the best reward from putting other people first. Like everything else will come into place. But once you put someone else first is when things start to really take off. And yeah, the other thing with that too is like, I think you and I also have just been through so much like in optometry. You know, I think we probably both didn't even know when we started that there were so many different career paths and optometry could be so non-traditional. So I think we both just have had a really good time. If any of you guys are optometry students out there, I think we both could give you so much advice on seeking out new opportunities within optometry. But yeah, there's just so much out there. And I think we've both had so much like that we've gained from this experience in optometry school.
Yeah, I think you hit on two main points there. Like optometry school is a roller coaster of emotions. You have so many highs, so many lows, and it changes how you think emotionally, logically, and you start to, I think one fault about me and maybe some other students is we start to think how our day-to-day in optometry school is going to be for the rest of our life. And then you associate those negative moments from school with the profession. And that's not necessarily the reality at all. Seeing patients is completely different from taking exams every day. And so that's something that there has to be that dichotomy of understanding that.
Yeah.
And then,
Yeah, there's definitely going to be times in optometry school. I mean, there's even times when I definitely felt like I failed or I failed my patients or like I have literally failed exams. And, you know, you just wonder, like, how am I going to get through the rest of this? But it happens, you know, it's such human nature to make mistakes. And with that, I think it's okay to talk about making mistakes and it's okay to make the mistakes because you will rise up from them at the end. It's just part of the natural, you know, course of optometry school. Like you said, it is a roller coaster. There are those moments, those highs and those lows. But when you can come out the other side, like I think we're finding ourselves now, there's going to be new challenges, but it does feel good. It does feel good right? To come out on top.
We're almost there. So if someone was watching this and they were a student or a young professional, or they just kind of want to start their own social media site, Instagram, things along those lines, how would you kind of recommend they go about it? When do you think is the right time to do it? What kind of pictures, photos would you recommend to post? How would you kind of recommend if I just said, hey, I want to start my own, you know, resource online if I didn't have one already?
Yeah, I think it's important to kind of find your voice. It's important to find, you know, what you're really passionate about. And I think, you know, when you and I have talked, the advice that I gave you was like, you know, you're a huge advocate for diversity in optometry. So my advice would probably be one, find your voice, and two, find an area that optometry is lacking. You know, there's so many topics and so many ways that I think you yourself as an individual can pierce that field of optometry and do something that no one's ever done before. So, like I said, with you, you know, it's hitting diversity and being so outspoken about the need for, acceptance of diversity in optometry. And that's such a powerful message. So I think it kind of comes down to that. With me, the reason I ended up doing it is, you know, kind of what I talked about earlier, but there's been moments when I felt like I was really alone. And so I felt like if I could open myself up, more people would understand that they're not alone in the situation either. So it's really just about like being as authentic as you can to yourself and knowing yourself, and then communicating that in the most positive way possible. Because that must, you know, different messages can be interpreted by different people, but you know, if you're doing it as authentic and as positive as possible, everyone will want to listen and everyone will feel like this is something that that no one said before. And I'm interested in learning about more.
I think. Absolutely. I love that. I think that's what makes us both successful, right? Just being yourself. And when you are yourself and you're not just forcing some content because you want to post because you have to post, like when it's actually something you believe in or a case that you want to share that you actually experienced well, or a situation where you were applying for a residency and you struggled, but you want to share it. Like when it's actually real experiences and real feelings, like people will understand, they will follow, they will listen.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, one thing, you know, maybe to capitalize on that is I matched, but I didn't match with my first choice. But at the end of the day, like I am so, so happy with where I am. And I think that's probably something I'll decide that I should share, because I know that there are probably other students who are in the same boat where maybe they didn't get their top choice, but they're still going to have just a largely successful career and an exciting new chapter in this next process that they decide in, whether that's residency or job searching, things like that. So we're all in this together. I think that's kind
of we are. Definitely. And thanks for sharing that. I mean, that's what makes your brand so genuine, because you share information like that. So thank you.
Yeah, I'm kind of, I think it works for me just because I'm an open person. And I don't really know why. I'm an open person. You know, I think there's something, you know, like we said earlier, like humanizing about just sharing all the things that you're feeling. Like we all go through those same feelings. So it's something that can definitely be used as a tool to unite us and to help the next person who might feel like they're alone in that situation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Too many people. I mean, there's always so much positivity when it comes to, you know, I'm posting this photo when I look good, when I pass a test, but how about maybe a vulnerable moment where you may not have the positive outcome? And so I think it's good to have that humility too.
Yeah. And you know, I've seen a lot, like you're kind of saying, like, what kind of content should people post? Post what you're comfortable with. Like, I'm not, there are other people that are way better at this. I am not the kind of girl that like can do like the model shots. It's not me. I start laughing. There needs to be at least 50 takes to get the one that looks like the serious model shot. So that's not really what my Instagram looks like. But you know, I think I thrive on video because I like talking to people and I like delivering a message in a video format. So when it comes to what kind of content to post, like, post what's natural, something that you believe in. I kind of started shying away from doing like more like promotional optical posts because it's just not where my heart lies. And I don't want to be communicating a message that I don't fully believe in. So, you know, if I think with a platform, just be mindful of that and just be mindful that the best posts and the posts that are going to kind of boost you forward are going to be the ones where you don't feel like you're selling anything. When you feel like you're not selling anything and you're just speaking because it's something that you're passionate about, or you're educating or entertaining, that's what you want. You know, that should be the goal, I think, for any social media account, is to just either educate, entertain, inspire, or connect with people. And I think that's when it's going to feel like it's the most natural for you and you'll see the most growth in your social media.
Well, awesome. Usually I do like a summary talk at the end, but I think you kind of summarized that really well. And I think our listeners can actually take those things into their lives and apply it to how they use their social media. So on that note, just thank you for joining and thank you for having this conversation. I think it's going to be valuable for a lot of people. And it was great hearing, you know, how you're doing right now, and excited to see where you go from here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Best of luck in the rest of your journey and everyone who's listening, all of your journeys in optometry. And let's connect and keep in touch.
Cool.